السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فاذكروني أذكركم، واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام، most respected brothers, our sisters listening at the madrasa, and those who receivers, there are many, many ayat of the Quran Sharif with regards to zikrullah. There are many ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding the virtues of zikrullah. Volumes have been written. Big kitabs have been written. In our times, as Shaykh Zakariya sahab rahmatullah alayhi, fazail zikr, look at the number of pages, look at the different subheadings, and the different topics that have been discussed in there. So zikrullah is something that is coming from the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. I've many times explained that there can be different methods that have been recommended by the different mashayikh that make your zikr in this manner or that manner. Now we must not consider those methods to be farz, wajib, sunnah. We have to keep that balance, that i'tidal, that we must not say because my shaykh said must make zikrullah sitting like this and shaking your head in this manner and that manner, so therefore now that became so important that it takes precedence over even the zikrullah that is mentioned in the Quran Sharif and Hadith Sharif. These are all for ilaj, as a cure for our ailments and sicknesses. Different mashayikh have had different experiences, and they recommended those methods to their murids or to those people that were attending their congregations. So that's all there is to it. It's not that my shaykh zikr is better than your shaykh zikr and his is better than his, and do comparisons all over the world. This is where all the unnecessary ikhtilafat or fightings and quarrels and arguments and disputes all arise. When we raise something to the level of farz, wajib, sunnat, which is not of that category. So the methods can differ, but as far as zikrullah itself is concerned, no one can have any objection with regards to zikrullah. Deep objection, the person cannot be a true Muslim without zikrullah in his life. Then again, I've explained many a times that the purpose of this majlis or these type of programs is not to increase our knowledge or increase our information. This majlis of zikr, we are going to read some Naat Sharif or do some hamd of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, or we will have some zikr, some tasbihat, and some istighfar and some tawbah. So the whole purpose of this is to light up that fire of Allah ta'ala's love in our hearts. We must start getting that zawq and shauq, that real love for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's remembrance. It must become a part of our life. It must become a passion of our life. At present, it's not a passion of our life. Our passions are different. We are passionate about many, many things in this world. But we are not passionate about love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, zikrullah, tilawat, ibadat. And believe me that it is not going to cause any kind of obstacle or hurdle in our normal daily activities. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is so kind, so merciful, so compassionate, so loving and caring, that he didn't even make it difficult. A person while he's driving, he can make zikrullah. The person who is taking a walk can make zikrullah. The person who is jogging can do zikrullah. Allah Ta'ala would have put a price on the taking of his name, because he is the creator of the heavens and the earth. He is the khaliq of everything. He is malikul mulk. Just to meet the president of the country, or just to meet some secretary, or just to meet some a person holding some ordinary position and post, it takes us so many days and sometimes years, and we can't arrange an appointment. And Allah Ta'ala gives us 24 hours of the day, any time, my doors are open for you, my bandas. No fees, no charges. No such thing as my door is closed. No such thing as the office will open tomorrow. No such thing as Allah Ta'ala gone for holiday now. They say in Makkah Mukarrama, Madina Sharif or Saudi Arabia, sometimes when you have some work with those officers there, then if you go there just before Asr or something, then they will say Ba'd al-Asr. And then after that, when you go, then they'll say that Ba'd al-Jum'ah. Then they may say Ba'd al-Eid. Then after that, there's a possibility they may say Ba'd al-Maut. But it is always an extension. Ba'd al-Maut also, see after that, come now. You're too busy now. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, there is no question of Ba'd al, same time, not afterwards. Allah ta'ala's karam and ihsan upon us, unlimited. Any time we can raise our hands, and don't even raise our hands, but we can speak to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Not even ghusl required. Not even wuzu required. If a person does not have ghusl, he can still say subhanallah, alhamdulillah. He can still make assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Can still read Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilayhi Raji'un. Those women folk who are not parked, they can also read so much of Tasbihat. Take the name of Allah Ta'ala anytime that they wish. Look at Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's ihsan upon us. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is ever willing to listen to us. He just has a few conditions. That's all. And that is that be obedient to him. Distance yourself from haram. Fulfill the necessary or fulfill the rights of the people. Be honest and truthful. Simple little things which are within everybody's reach. And the person becomes waliullah. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes so much of promises to those who are his walis. So the purpose of these majalis is that's all. To create and to develop and to light up that fire of Allah Ta'ala's love and the ishq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and the muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, so that it becomes easy to make ita'at. It is definitely something that is proven beyond any doubt that once the person has love and ishq and muhabbat for someone, he is prepared to undergo any kind of test and trial. He will do anything in the world for the sake of love. That love can be for parents, can be for wife, can be for children, can be for anybody. And sometimes illicit beloveds also, the person will do anything. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, if we have love for him, if we have love for Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, it will become easy. Things will become very, very easy. It will be far more easier to obey Allah Ta'ala than to disobey him. At present, it is easy for us to disobey Allah and his Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Every little thing we say, we just can't control the temptation. So what kind of muhabbat is that where the person cannot control, has no control over his temptations? And that you have heard so many times, temptation will lead you into trouble and will make you cry. Temptation leads into trouble and makes people cry. So we have to become passionate. We have to become people who are deeply in love with Allah and his Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And I was explaining that it is not going to be any obstacle, no hurdle, is not going to create any kind of barrier. It's not going to be like a mountain in front of us now that you can't eat, you can't drink, you can't run your business, you can't enjoy your life. Then we will really enjoy life because we'll be obedient to Allah Ta'ala and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. There'll be true enjoyment. So that is the purpose of this Thursday night majlis that we have. It is not for increasing of knowledge that what is in the Quran Sharif, the Fasir and the Hadith Sharif commentaries. Different majalis for that. Therefore I say the Monday night majlis also is something that we should attend and then see what was discussed there. The Monday that went past. Everybody is faced with that problem. Every home is complaining. Listen to that tape. What was discussed whilst doing this commentary of two ayats of the Quran Sharif. So this majlis is for a different purpose. And that, as I said, is to light up that love and muhabbat and to build up that connection. And alhamdulillah, those people who are building up that connection, they are seeing what difference it is making in their lives. They don't miss those TVs one bit. They don't miss those zinas and the adultery and fornication that they were indulging in and their music and everything else. Sometimes the thought just comes, but it's not like the passion anymore. In fact, it becomes difficult. The person finds it very uncomfortable after that to even listen to that music. He hates it. Somebody once asked, he says, Mawlana, they must be compassionate and the namaz in our life must be more valuable and precious than the whole world and everything that it contains. So how can that be possible? A person, how can he love his namaz more than everything in this world? And if he misses one namaz, he must think that he lost everything. How Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned that it is as if he has lost everything. Purposely, if the person forgoes a salat, then he must truly believe that it is a destruction of everything that he has. He has lost everything. So now how can you love it more than everything in this world? I said it is simple to understand. Even a person like myself who is extremely weak in iman and faith and tawakkul and yaqeen and muhabbat of Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because that azmat that we should have and that muhabbat that we should have, where do we have that? But even a weak person like myself, I say, you tell me that I will give you all the gold and silver of the world, all the diamonds of the world, all the uranium and platinum of the world, and everything that is of some value in this world, I will give it to you. But do only one thing. Don't perform your Isha namaz. Forgo your Isha salat. Or forgo your Fajr salat purposely. Or forgo any other salat. I say, I can take qasam, a billion qasams, and tell you that I will tell you to hell with your gold and silver and diamonds and uranium and platinum and everything else. I cannot forgo my one salat. So all that good luck to you, but I cannot forgo my one salat. So you can keep everything. To me, that one salat is more valuable than everything. I will never be able to sleep. I will never be able to sleep or eat or drink if I have to purposely forgo my one salat. So if a weak person like me can tell you that, then what about those pious and righteous people? So is that not a clear proof that it is far more valuable than everything in this world? It's a clear proof. That is, I'm just giving you my example, but all of you all, inshallah, will be the same if we have that kind of yaqeen. So therefore, this majlis is to light up that love of Allah Ta'ala. So even if you hear many, many times the same poetry, then you must understand that it is for that purpose that it is being read.
Tu ho kisi bhi haal mein maula se lau lagaye ja. Tu ho kisi bhi haal mein maula se lau lagaye ja. Tu ho kisi bhi haal mein مولا سے لو لگائے جا، قدرت ذوالجلال میں کیا نہیں گڑ گڑائے جا، تو ہو کسی بھی حال میں مولا سے لو لگائے جا، قدرت ذوالجلال میں کیا نہیں گڑ گڑائے جا، قدرت ذوالجلال میں کیا نہیں گڑ گڑائے جا.
وٹ ایور کنڈیشن یو آر ان، کنڈیشن آف ایڈورسٹی، کنڈیشن آف پراسپیرٹی، کنڈیشن آف گڈ ہیلتھ، کنڈیشن آف ال ہیلتھ، کنڈیشن آف ریچنس، کنڈیشن آف پاورٹی، کنڈیشن آف ایکس اینڈ پینز، کنڈیشن آف گڈ ہیلتھ، وٹ ایور اٹ مے بی، ڈونٹ لک ایٹ دا کنڈیشن. تو ہو کسی بھی حال میں، ایون اف دا پرسن از ویری ویری سک، اور دا پرسن از ویری ویری پوئر، اور دا پرسن از لاکڈ اپ ان سم پرزن وداؤٹ اینی جسٹیفیکیشن فار مینی مینی ایئرز، ہی ہیز ٹو ریمین ان پرزن، وٹ ایور کنڈیشن ہی مے بی، کنڈیشن آف ایڈورسٹی اور پراسپیرٹی، ہیپینس اور سیڈنس اینڈ سورو، پین اینڈ گریف، وٹ ایور اٹ مے بی، مولا سے لو لگائے جا. وے ایلس آر وی گوئنگ ٹو گو؟ ڈو وی ہیو اینی ون ایلس دیٹ از گوئنگ ٹو لسن ٹو اس؟ ویئر از اٹ کمنگ فروم؟ ویئر آر دا کنڈیشنز کمنگ فروم؟ وٹ ایور وی آر ایکسپیرینسنگ اینڈ گوئنگ تھرو، ہو از اٹ دیٹ از میکنگ دا ڈیسیشن ود ریگارڈس ٹو دوز پرابلمز اینڈ ڈیفیکلٹیز؟ ہو از اٹ that sends down those conditions? Any Muslim, any person with a little bit of belief in Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will know that all decisions are made by Allah Ta'ala. How many times we have discussed that there are only two routes. By now I think it must be 120 times. That there is no third route, there's only two routes to Allah Ta'ala. One is the road of sabr and the other is the road of shukr. Either Allah Ta'ala will give everything of the best and test whether this person is obeying me or disobeying me. Is he utilizing those ni'mats in the correct manner or is he abusing those ni'mats? And sometimes Allah Ta'ala will give sorrow, pain, difficulty, hardship, poverty, adversity, and then test for sabr. That is this person a banda of ni'mats or is my banda? Is he only a banda of halwa? That if he gets everything sweet, then alhamdulillah, my Allah is very, very nice and very kind and very merciful and very good. And if Allah Ta'ala puts to a little bit of test, then finish. How can Allah Ta'ala do this to me? Na'uzubillah. So there's only two roads, and Allah Ta'ala will make the decision through which road he wants to take whom. So, tu ho kisi bhi haal mein maula se law lagaye ja. In whatever condition you are, don't give up hope. Look at yourselves, and we all should look at ourselves from head to toe and see where am I going wrong. There could be some parts that are faulty. They need replacement. We take the engine to the mechanic and we say, now check it up. We don't know. It doesn't seem to be moving well, this car. Getting stuck everywhere. So he will check and he will tell you this part has failed altogether, this part requires change, and this part in another few days time will also give up the way it's carrying on. Or sometimes he will tell you that it needs a complete overhaul. You say it needs a complete overhaul. You say what must we do then? Say leave it here in my garage, in my workshop for many days. Some patients they go, they're given some Disprin, aspirin and they go home. And some of them, they say, well, now you have to remain for a few days in hospital. Observation. That is a different issue, that some people are just kept in the hospital for observation so that those beds stay occupied. We are not discussing that. But observation, genuine observation. So different kinds of tests will be done. And thereafter they will say that now you have to remain here in the hospital for an operation. Some people are told complete transplant. Even bypass won't work. So like that in our spiritual life also, we have to check from head to toe where are we going wrong. Many a time we cannot pick up our weaknesses. We get very happy with our little bit of namaz, zikr and tilawat. And the person sometimes even asks, what is wrong with me? Yet he is clean shaven. That's a straightaway starting point of what is wrong. But we won't consider that as some kind of sin. But that is just one example I gave. But even those of us who have got our outward right, how many other weaknesses there are? Backbiting, carrying tales, neglect of salat, weakness in the salat, our khushu and khuzunud de, our relationship with our parents, our family members, our children and others, is everything in order? So we should check where are we going wrong if difficulties and hardships are coming. And if we find everything is okay to the best of our ability, we are doing that which has to be done, then believe that it's a test from Allah Ta'ala and He wants to give something better in return, or He will reward the person abundantly on that in this world or the hereafter.
Tu ho kisi bhi haal mein maula se lau lagaye ja, Qudrat-e-Zul-Jalal mein kya nahi gir giraye ja.
That's all Allah Ta'ala wants. Cry before Him. Ask, beg, seek. This is what Allah Ta'ala wants. The person who gets his connection right with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala of begging and asking and pleading, there he's got the best of both worlds, you must believe that. What is not in the power of Allah Ta'ala? He who can bring us into existence from nothing. What is it difficult for us, for Him to provide for us what our requirements and needs are? The moment the child is born, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, look at how He turns the blood of the mother into milk. Now that Allah Ta'ala who can turn the blood into milk for nourishment of the child, cannot He provide other needs and requirements? What is more difficult, to give a stomach or to give the food for that stomach? Jalaluddin says, what is more difficult? To give a stomach or to give food for that stomach? Look at the stomach, how Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala made it. So can't He provide food for that stomach? He says, what is difficult, to give a head or to give a hat for the head? What is more difficult? Look at the head, what is inside the head, the brains and everything else. The surgeons, every time they are baffled, some new discovery. And look at the research that is going on and on and on about the brains. So what is more difficult, to give a brain or to give a hat for that head?
Tu kisi bhi haal mein maula se lau lagaye ja, Qudrat-e-Zul-Jalal mein kya nahi gir giraye ja. Baithega chain se agar, kaam ke kya rahenge par. Baithega chain se agar, kaam ke kya rahenge par. Wo na nikal sake magar, pinjre mein phad padaye ja. Wo na nikal sake magar, pinjre mein phad padaye ja.
If somebody has locked you in a cage, the bird is being told, but of course it refers to us. And everyone who's going through some difficulty or hardship or pain and suffering, the analogy is there of the bird that is in the cage. Guna nikal sake magar, pinjre mein phad padaye ja. If somebody caught you and put you into the cage, so now you're going to sit there relaxed and comfortable and don't express any kind of restlessness. So then everyone that's passing by, they will say, look at this bird, how beautiful it is and how well settled it is in the cage, and it seems to be enjoying life in that cage. So nobody is going to do anything about you. But if that bird is going to hit his head from this side to that side and flap its wings and go sometime on top of the cage and sometime bottom of the cage and And anyone coming near also, it is going to keep on making a screeching sound. Then those people will tell also to that master and the owner of that bird. They said, what you keeping this bird in that cage? Open it and let it go. So somebody will feel compassion, mercy, and they'll open the cage and let you go. But if you're going to sit relaxed, nothing is going to happen. So like that, cry before your king of all kings, master of all, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Express your helplessness, restlessness, everything before him. Say, Ya Allah, these are my weaknesses, these are my shortcomings, these are my sicknesses, these are my difficulties, these are my hardships. My beloved Allah, there's no one for me besides you. Get me out of these difficulties. And see how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala comes to the aid of the person. And if the person after that still experiences some kind of difficulty or that particular thing for which he was begging, he doesn't achieve, then you mustn't think that now Allah ta'ala hasn't heard him. Allah ta'ala in his wisdom knows what is best for us. Therefore sometimes that same difficulty could prolong. But Allah ta'ala will give some other gifts and other ni'mats and other bounties which this person will then realize that they were far more valuable and precious.
Tu ho kisi bhi haal mein maula se lau lagai ja. قدرت ذل جلال میں کیا نہیں گڑ گڑائے جا بیٹھے گا چین سے اگر کام کے کیا رہیں گے پر گو نہ نکل سکے مگر پنجرے میں پڑ پڑائے جا ضربے کسی کے نام کی دل پہ یوں ہی لگائے جا ضربے کسی کے نام کی دل پہ یوں ہی لگائے جا گو نہ ملے جواب کچھ در یوں ہی کھٹ کھٹائے جا گو نہ ملے جواب کچھ در یوں ہی کھٹ کھٹائے جا کھولے وہ یا نہ کھولے در اس پہ ہو کیوں تیری نظر کھولے وہ یا نہ کھولے در اس پہ ہو کیوں تیری نظر تو بس اپنا کام کر یعنی سودا لگائے جا تو بس اپنا کام کر یعنی سودا لگائے جا کھولے وہ یا نہ کھولے در اس پہ ہو کیوں تیری نظر تو بس اپنا کام کر واٹ از اور ڈیوٹی واٹ از اور ریسپانسبلٹی واٹ از اور ابلیگیشن اور ابلیگیشن از ٹو کنٹینیو ود عبادت آف اللہ تبارک و تعالی ٹو کنٹینیو ود اور ذکر اور تلاوت اور دعا اور ریموس اور ریگریٹ اور شیم اور ندامت اور ٹیئرز آف ندامت اینڈ شیم اٹ از اور ڈیوٹی ٹو گو آن کازنگ دم ٹو فلو Keep on tapping, tapping and tapping at the door of Allah Ta'ala. Khole wo ya na khole dar, us pe ho kyun teri nazar? Why must we wait and see, is the door open, is the door open? When a person goes to somebody's house, and if they are in the house, and he goes on tapping and tapping and tapping, then even if they don't want to open, finally they open and speak to him and find out what he wants. So when the door is going to open, it will open full. Then it's not going to open halfway. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, you go on tapping at his door, and he's going to open that door, then all those ni'mats will flood. It will come from all sides. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, after having tested the person, and he knows that what the end result is going to be. Not that Allah ta'ala does not know. Therefore, he has to also take examination like we take in our madrasas and schools and colleges. Allah Ta'ala does not test for that reason that he does not know. It is to show the people that these are my bandas, that I put them through severe tests and trials, but see how they come out flying colors.
All difficulties and hardships in their path mean nothing. They still remain attached to me, they still love me, in spite of all the difficulties and hardship and pain and suffering and sorrow that I put them through as a test and trial. But there is no complaint about my love. They still love me, in fact they love me even more. They say, "Oh Allah, you could have punished us, or you could have destroyed us, you could have sent more difficulties and hardships than what you have sent. It is your kindness and your ihsan that you only gave me this much." That is what they say. I gave the example that if a judge has the power to put somebody into prison for life, and the judge says, "Look, I could have put you into prison for life, but I'm giving you only 10 years. So it will be 10 years of hardship and difficulties, but is that not less than the life imprisonment? So won't we say that the judge was merciful? Won't this person still have some kind of love for that judge that he could have put me for life, he only gave me 10 years. So that is the Ahlullah, that is the people of Allah, that is the Awliya-i-Kiram, that is those who have got ta'alluq with Allah, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. When difficulties and hardships come, then they say, "Oh Allah, it could have been worse than this, it could have been worse than this. How grateful I am to you that you did not test me more severely than this." Look at the Sahaba-i-Kiram, how they were tested. So go on tapping at the door of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is definitely going to open that door. He is going to open that door. But as I said, check ourselves from head to toe, where are we going wrong?
Khole wo ya na khole dar, uspe ho kyun teri nazar. तू तो बस अपना काम कर यानी सदा लगाए जा मुझको जीने का सहारा चाहिए मुझको जीने का सहारा चाहिए गम तुम्हारा दिल हमारा चाहिए मुझको जीने का सहारा चाहिए गम तुम्हारा दिल हमारा चाहिए बहर उल्फत का किनारा चाहिए सर हमारा दर तुम्हारा चाहिए मुझको जीने का सहारा चाहिए गम तुम्हारा दिल हमारा चाहिए बहरे उल्फत का किनारा चाहिए सर हमारा दर तुम्हारा चाहिए गम में बस उन को पुकारा चाहिए उनके होते क्या सहारा चाहिए गम में बस उनको पुकारा चाहिए उनके होते क्या सहारा चाहिए मुझको जीने का सहारा चाहिए गम तुम्हारा दिल हमारा चाहिए
Oh Allah, all that I need, it must be your love and my heart. The ocean of love. Ya Allah, the shores of that I must be blessed with. غم میں بس ان کو پکارا چاہیے. Any kind of difficulty, hardship, pain, suffering and problem, first call out to Allah Ta'ala. He will create the means. We know we love living in a world of means. He will create the means which will baffle our imagination. So, sources from which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will solve the problem of the person will be unbelievable. Hum mein bas unko pukara chahiye. And straight away the person gets a kind of sukoon in his heart that I have poured out my grief and my sorrow and my pain and difficulties, whatever it is, I poured it out before my Allah. Unke hote kya sahara chahiye. And if Allah Ta'ala is on my side, then what other support do I then need? May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us yaqeen, give us that tawakkul, that trust.
Ae mere maula, meri nazar mein tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Ae mere maula, meri nazar mein tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. سب تو ہو باہر دل کے اندر تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو. اے میرے مولا میری نظر میں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو. سب تو ہو باہر دل کے اندر تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو. قلب تپا میں دیدہ تر میں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو. میرے لیے تو بحر و بر میں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو. کچھ نہ سجائی دے مجھے ہرگز لاکھ ہو منظر پیش نگاہ. اللہ 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 اللہ. سوجے مجھ کو دونوں جہاں میں تو ہی تو بس تو ہی تو. سوجے مجھ کو کون مکاں میں تو ہی تو بس تو ہی تو. سوجے مجھ کو قالب و جام میں تو ہی تو بس تو ہی تو. سوجے مجھ کو سود و زیاں میں تو ہی تو بس تو ہی تو. کچھ نہ سجائی دے مجھے ہرگز لاکھ ہو منظر پیش نگاہ. اللہ 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 اللہ. لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. یار رہے یا رب تو میرا اور میں تیرا یار رہوں، یار رہے یا رب تو میرا اور میں تیرا یار رہوں، مجھ کو فقط تجھ سے ہو محبت، خلق سے میں بیزار رہوں، ہر وقت ذکر و فکر میں تیرے مست رہوں سرشار رہوں، ہوش رہے نہ مجھ کو کسی کا تیرا مگر ہوشیار رہوں، اب تو رہے بس تاد میں آخر ورد زباں اے میرے الہ، لا الہ الا اللہ، 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 محمد رسول اللہ. کیا میں کہوں کیا تو ہے معبود میرا تو ہے، کیا میں کہوں کیا تو ہے معبود میرا تو ہے، عالم کا خدا تو ہے مسجود میرا تو ہے، اللہ 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 اللہ، لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. Allahu Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, most forgiving Allah, most compassionate, most loving Allah, oh my most tolerant, most beneficent, most merciful Allah, Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi, Tere siwa koi hamara nahi, mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye bahre ulfat ka kinara chahiye sar hamara dar tumhara chahiye oh my beloved allah my rahim Who is there to listen to us besides you? The heavens and the earth in your control. Our lives in your control. Our sight, our hearing, our speech, our heart, liver and lungs, everything in your control. The ground on which we walk is in your control. My beloved Allah, the homes in which we live is in your control. We are therefore turning towards you, my beloved Allah, after the zikrullah. For there is no one for us besides you. We want your support, my Allah. Become ours and make us yours. Hamara vanja hame apna banane. My beloved Allah, if you have to turn away your glance of mercy and forgiveness, Because of our sins, then where do we go? Which other door is there that we can tap? You love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners who turn towards you.
We are therefore turning towards you. We are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. Each and every one of us knows what we have seen, what we have heard, what we have touched, what we have walked, what we have thought, how we have dealt. My beloved Allah, every action and every move of ours was watched by you. You could have seized us there and then. You could have destroyed us there and then. You could have brought embarrassment, shame and disgrace upon us there and then. We could have hidden our sins from our parents, our wives, our children. But we couldn't hide them from you, my Allah. But how tolerant you are, how merciful you are, how forgiving and how kind and generous and compassionate you are. That in spite of all our sins, my beloved Allah, you gave us respect, you gave us honor. My beloved Allah, you gave us so much of rizq and sustenance. You blessed us with so much of your bounties pouring upon us day and night. You did not snatch away and seize any of those ni'mats and bounties. Mere pyare Allah. My beloved Allah. You are most beloved to us, my beloved Allah. There is no one, my beloved Allah, who would have tolerated so much of our nonsense and evil and our sins and our crime and our... Any other Allah would have destroyed us. He would have shaken the ground beneath our feet. He would have sent the tsunamis against us. He would have opened the doors of the rainfall and drowned us in the rain. My beloved Allah. Aap jaisa pyara koi nahi. We are therefore turning towards you and seeking forgiveness. We acknowledge every sin of ours. We are indeed the most sinful ones on the surface of the earth. But my beloved Allah, we have believed in you as the one who really loves forgiveness of sins. Therefore, we are turning towards you. Forgive our major sins and minor sins. Sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly in the light of day or darkness of night. Don't allow any kind of embarrassment, shame and disgrace to come upon us because of our sins, my beloved Allah. اے خدا ای بندرا رسوا مکن گربدم من سر من پیدا مکن. Indeed, my beloved Allah, we know that we are the most sinful ones, but don't expose our sins. Forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, our family members in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My beloved Allah, the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, how he loved his ummah. How much of sacrifices he made for the ummah. He was stoned in Taif, he was stoned in Uhud, how many places he bled. My beloved Allah, he was beaten up in the Haram Sharif, he falls down unconscious. The one nearest to you and closest to you and greatest after you. Ya Allah, he is beaten up in so many different places. Thorns are thrown on his path. When he goes down in sajda, intestines of animals are placed on his back body. 3 solid years ostracized and boycotted. Ya Allah, he dearly loved his ummah. That ummah, when he is informed that that ummah for whom you cried so much, the ummah for whom you were stoned, the ummah for whom you took so much of beating, so much of criticism, so much of mockery, so much of pain and suffering. That ummah has shown no appreciation for your sacrifices. They are in discos, cinemas, theatres, rave clubs, popping drugs in their mouth, dancing on the stages of the world, watching porn sites on the internet. Watching filthy films, unconcerned about the salat, about roza, about zakat, and hajj, my beloved Allah. That ummah, so many of them with filthy music on the cell phones, even in the haram sharif, meters away from your roza mubarak, what kind of pain and suffering then it would be causing to the sensitive heart of my beloved Nabi sallallahu. میرے اللہ، ہمارے حال پر رحم فرما، ہم گنہگار ہے، سیاکار ہے، بدکار ہے، سب کچھ ہے، بندے مگر تیرے ہے. وی آر یور سلیوز اینڈ یور سروینٹس مائی اللہ. چینج دا کنڈیشن آف اور لائفز، بلیس اس آل وتھ پراسپیرٹی، وتھ ہیپینس، وتھ کنٹینٹمنٹ، وتھ برکت ان اور رزق اینڈ سسٹیننس، برکت ان اور لائفز، برکت ان اور ہومز، برکت ان اور پراپرٹیز، برکت ان اور چلڈرن، برکت ان ایوری نعمت اینڈ باؤنڈری. پروٹیکٹ اور ایمان، پروٹیکٹ اور اسلام. My beloved Allah, grant us protection of every ni'mat and bounty of yours. Do not punish us, do not seize us. Bless us with the best of dunya and the best of the akhirah. Safeguard us from the azab of qabr, safeguard us from the azab of hashr. Cause us to cross-pull sirat like lightning and enter into jannat without any reckoning. Unite the hearts of parents and children, husbands and wives, brothers and sisters, family members, ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remove the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering of mankind around the globe and especially the ummat of Nabiya Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved Allah, different parts of the world the ummat is suffering. Remove their suffering, the pain and the sorrows. Bless us, bless our wives and children, our parents and the ummah with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa from all ailments, sicknesses and diseases. We know that sometimes sicknesses and ailments can be a rahmat and a mercy in disguise, but we are extremely weak, my beloved Allah. Even if it is in the form of rahmat and mercy, change it to the rahmat of good health. Bless us, my beloved Allah, with complete shifa from all sicknesses and ailments, spiritual and physical. Whoever is in hospitals, clinics, homes, or amongst us suffering from any kind of illness, give them complete shifa. Shifa is in your hands, my beloved Allah. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who have no children, bless them with pious children. Those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal rizq and remove their difficulties. Those who are in search of marriage partners, bless them with pious, righteous, compatible marriage partners. My beloved Allah, those who are in search of sustenance and livelihood and have no job, bless them with the rizq which is halal, employment which is halal. My beloved Allah, don't test us, don't test us. We are extremely weak, don't test us. Those who have passed away, fill the grave with noor, bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. And when the time of our departure comes, don't let the angel of death find us in any kind of haram action. We don't know when the angel of death will strike. My beloved Allah, let us leave this world in a state that you are pleased with us. Take us to Madina Tayyiba. Salamati deen aur aza ke saath shahadat ki maut Madina Tayyiba mein naseeb kar. تمنا ہے کہ گلزار مدینہ اب ختم، وہاں کے گلشنوں میں کوئی اپنا بھی چمن ہوگا، بسر اب زندگی اپنی دیار قدس میں ہوتی، وہیں جیتا وہیں مرتا وہیں گور و کفن ہوتا. If it is not destined, there wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Koi mujhse pooche main kya mangta hu, main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu, wo ho jaye mera main ho jaun uska yahi raat din mein dua mangta hu. Nabiye Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam all his life he made duas for us. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless the ummat with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Accept all the works of deen that are taking place. Tabligh aur daawat ki mehnat qubool farma, gasht, taaleem, ijtemaat ko qubool farma, masajid, madaris, khanqahon ko qubool farma. Accept all the anjumans of deen. Everyone who is doing work for deen, my beloved Allah, bless them with ikhlas and sincerity. You are well aware, my beloved Allah, of the good wishes, the desires, the aspirations, the tamanna that is in the hearts of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night after the majlis of zikr. Ya Allah, fulfill their good wishes, good desires, good aspirations. And you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering and problems of each and every individual. Ya Allah, with your fazl and kindness, remove the difficulties, hardship, pain, suffering, sicknesses, diseases, tests and trials, whatever it may be, with your fazl, remove it, my Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka antas samiul qaleem, wa tub alayna, innaka antat tawwabur rahim. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.